Welcome to the Tutor Podcast, the only weekly show for anyone who is in the business of helping people. If you're a tutor, a teacher, or a coach, the Tutor Podcast will help you start, grow, and love your tutoring business in plain English without the buzzwords and BS. If you want to make more money and make more of a difference, the Tutor Podcast will be with you every step of the way.
Hi, it's Neil Camero here with episode 317 of the Tutor Podcast. That's the Monday morning show for anyone who wants to start, grow, and love their tutoring, teaching, and coaching business the same way I love mine. As always, I'm here to share ideas and insights I've borrowed, stolen, or just flat out had. A synthesis of other people's best ideas, if you like, that have presented themselves to me in the 25 years or so I've been in business, from the tens of thousands of pounds I've invested and continue to invest in my own training and education, and from the hundreds of books I've consumed, and to distill it down and give it away in a no-nonsense, no-BS kind of a way. See, I figure if I can give you some of what I've found useful in my own restless search for ideas, better teaching practice, better techniques and processes to make life run more smoothly, to reduce the effort, add some fun and make business more profitable along the way, then the things that have allowed me to move through the world in a better way will allow you to move through the world, leaving everyone you interact with feeling insanely good and glad that they've met you. So if you're okay with that, in other words, if you're not a miserable git, let's crack on with it. Last week, we talked about the concept of state as propounded by the founders of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and its profound implications for teaching and learning. The state, to recap, refers to the emotional, mental, and physiological condition of an individual at any given moment. It's everything you do, internal and external. The sum total of all your thoughts, feelings, and your behaviours in a particular situation. This is very situational, very specific. And as I said last episode, managing your state and the state of your students can be a game changer in your teaching business, or in pretty much any other setting from what I see. I told you last episode about my default state. It's the one I'm in pretty much all the time. That state is called teaching mode, which sounds very serious, doesn't it? But it's quite the opposite. It's an unstoppable fountain of optimism, insight, fun, creativity, technical skill, communication, excellence, clarity, and a ton of other good stuff, layered in over the years and basically accessible at the push of a button. Which sounds great, but what on earth do I mean, the push of a button? Well, pretty much that, sort of. See, I learned how to install an anchor during my training in NLP, and I used it to install my own personal invisible boost button on the inside of my right ring finger, which is a point of high pressure when I pick a guitar up. So I can trigger that mode, if you like, get into that high resource, high energy mode, just by pressing that little area of my finger. And every time I pick a guitar up, I'm into that state. And everyone has anchors, most of them unconsciously set, and a good many of them negative. See, it's worth taking time to understand and install your own anchors, because your state, like mine, will influence anyone around you or me, for better or worse. So here's a quick rundown how to build your own anchors. Step one, know what you want. If you don't know what you want, what are you going to set an anchor for? For me, as a recovering introvert, I wanted confidence. I wanted to have access to that confidence whenever I damn well chose. So for you, choose what quality you'd like. One quality at a time. We want to deal with one thing at a time, because once you've built your first anchor, you can install another one in exactly the same place and add additional qualities to the first. We call it stacking anchors in NLP. Or you can put a different anchor in a different part of your body, depending on it, if it's appropriate for you to do that. You can do this over and over and over again. Me, I like stacking anchors. I want everything all at once. See, I don't actually know how many times I've stacked a new skill or a trait on top of the other ones. It might be in the hundreds. All you have to do is think of a time when you had the quality or the skill in the past. Or if you've never had it before, begin to imagine having it right now. Close your eyes and see yourself in that state that you desire, in full possession of that skill or quality. Notice how it feels. And notice how you move in your thoughts and your imaginations. And gradually intensify the feelings and the certainty you have of owning that quality, of that skill. Make it bigger, stronger, better. Make it unbreakable. And at the moment where you think you couldn't get any more of that quality, press your thumbnail into the side of your ring finger or touch the area of your body that you want to set the anchor. Press it, press it, press it, and hold it for about 30 seconds. And then relax, let it go. Now we want to break our state. We want to stand up. If you've been sitting down, clap your hands, do something. Go get yourself a cup of coffee. Just jump up and down on the spot. Anything. Then go back and repeat the whole process another 4 or 5 times, making sure you do the thumb press or the touch exactly the same way every time. And that thumb press or whatever pressure point you set for yourself will become the boost button to your life. Just press it when you want to enter that special state that you've designed for yourself. Now, I've given you my anchor point, but you can build an anchor point on your body any way you like. You can even build anchors onto physical objects or places. It's completely up to you. I built an anchor on a friend's forearm tattoo. The tattoo said truth, but they were plagued by a past of telling great big whopping porcupines. Every time now, he needs the courage to be honest. He taps the tattoo and he triggers his own anchor. And today he proudly tells me that he always tells the truth. As I've said, over the years I've learned to anchor myself into my own optimal teaching state in a matter of seconds, on cue and completely at will. I think this is one of the reasons I still get fired up to teach. Even after 25 years, I hit that button and it's like, boom! I feel absolutely unstoppable. I know I'm going to help my students. I know we're going to have fun. And I just cannot be shaken from that state. And neither will you if you use the right kind of anchor for you. What I want you to do is try it for yourself. And let me know how you got on. Swish me an email over. It's info@neilcalmeadow.com. Remember, I'm here to help. I'm here to listen as well as talk. And I absolutely don't have all the answers. I just have some really cool stuff that's worked for me. So if you have a question or a query or something you want answered, or you want to tell me something that works stupendously well for you, get in touch and let me share it with everyone else. That email address again is info@neilcalmeadow.com. So you can find me on X, formerly Twitter, as where I'm known as @TutorPodcast. And if you haven't already done so, please like and subscribe to the Tutor Podcast. As always, I'll be back next week with more no BS ideas and more tips to help you to start, grow, and love your tutoring business, just like I love mine. I hope this podcast has got you thinking, has been some help. Till next time, stay healthy, stay useful, and have a fabulous day.
Get in touch with the Tutor Podcast via email or social media, and the Tutor Podcast team will be listening. Subscribe on iTunes and you'll automatically get the latest episode directly sent to your device. And remember to share, rate and review TTP so that we can help other people to start, grow and love their tutoring businesses.